In the great chapter in Romans 11, verse 17, we are called up a partaker of something else. Something has been previously in existence, and we have tapped into it. Okay? Now let's have a look at that in Romans 11. You know the theme and the message of Romans chapter 11, don't you? What's the theme of Romans chapter 11? It's about a tree. Romans chapter 11. Yeah, the olive tree. That's it. Grafted into the olive tree. You might not have known that. You may not have felt that. And grafting's a pretty radical sort of thing. And one thing you don't do, you don't engraft a wild branch into a good tree. Can't do that. But Paul says this is what has happened. The tree is the covenants, the ancient patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this tree has grown, and it's grown as the nation of Israel, inheriting all these great promises from God. And when the Messiah came, they rejected Christ. So God, the husbandman, started hacking that tree and taking out branches, so many branches, and throwing them away. The Jewish nation disconnected temporarily from the flow of the blessing of God. Romans 11, I think we ought to do a seminar. 9, 10 and 11. You know what 9, 10 and 11 is about. What's Romans 1, 16 and 17? Does anyone know that? I'll help you, for I am not gospel of Christ. To the Jew first and also to the Gentiles, yes. That's Romans 1, 16 and 17. Some have said, yeah, that's just for the first century. They just went to the Jew first in the first century, and that's finished now. But we've got a problem when we come to Romans chapter 2. Like I've taught Romans for years, and I'm going to watch myself here. When we go to Romans chapter 2, God talks about cursing. And he said to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. That's not limited to the first century. No. That's a continuing principle of spiritual law that God has set up. So here in Romans 11, we have this engrafting so that we might be a partaker. Let's turn to Romans 11 and verse 17. For if some of the branches were broken off, that's the nation of Israel, in the first century, rejecting the Lord Jesus, and you Gentiles, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, don't boast against them. Don't boast against the Jewish people. Easy to say they are rejected by God. They were and are at the moment. You are partaking of the root and fatness. The root and the fatness are taken. And it's not hard to prove that the roots are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the covenant that God made with them. It's not the tree of salvation. It's the tree of covenantal privilege. It's the tree of religious privilege. Not the tree of salvation. Of course, most of the Jewish people cut off and thrown away. But there's a day coming when God is able to graft them back in, and he will. Paul says, with them being cut off and thrown out of the olive tree, great blessing came to the world. The gospel of Christ, the truth of the new covenant, went out to the whole world, and now you in Rome are being blessed by it. What's going to happen when God takes those roots, those cast-off roots, the Jewish people, and puts them back into that tree? New covenant truth, of course, and they are restored. What's going to happen, he says? It will be life from the dead for the whole world. We could not estimate what's going to happen when Israel is restored to God. It's an amazing truth. So that's engrafting. We partake of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. And what an enjoyable
And what an enjoyable experience that has been for me.
Been wonderful.
Wonderful. All that heritage that's come to me through Israel, Israel's book, and Israel's Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And then there is adoption. Here we have in Genesis 3:9 our connection directly stated here to Abraham. That should be Galatians. Do an error there. I'll have to get onto my secretary and I'll have to get onto myself for seeing that slip through. That should be Galatians 3:29. Galatians 3:29, and I must put my foot on the accelerator. Galatians 3:29. Let's read verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You've got an inheritance, brother and sister. You've got an inheritance. You are an heir. You are an heir. You may be written in somebody's will, in your relative's will, so on. Somebody's told me I'm in the will and so on. But what is this here? This is a statement that we are partakers, we've got a blessing on the way, that we are heirs of who? Abraham's seed. We are Abraham's seed. Abraham's seed. I'm very, very proud to be able to call Abraham my father. Because I'm a son of Abraham. And with that, according to the promise there, there are, as an heir, I will enjoy those wonderful privileges. So there is an adoption there, you see. We have become spiritual sons of Abraham, Abraham's seed. And then finally, I love this verse here, citizenship. Let's have a look at Ephesians 2:12-13. Ephesians 2:12-13. Verse 11, Ephesians 2:11, therefore remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision by what is called the uncircumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ. Ephesians 2:11 and 12, verse 12. At that time you were without Christ. Also, you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Why do I have to have any connection there? Why bother about Israel? A stranger. And at that time, aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel. Number two. Number three. Strangers from the covenants of promise. Now, when we found the Messiah, we get a privilege of all of these. It says, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, He's the connection. You who were once far off. Far off from what? Far off from what? We were without God. Aliens to the state of Israel. Incidentally, that word commonwealth, there is the Greek word politeia, where we get our word politics. We're strangers from the government, the commonwealth of Israel. Special blessing, being in connection with the nation of Israel, in whatever way God may see that connection. We didn't have that connection. There's a special connection there. And aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, no hope without God, but now in Christ Jesus, you who are afar off have been brought near by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, we enjoy a shared citizenship in the coming messianic kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will be there because of Jesus. That's our main connection. But also there will be a kingdom that comes down from heaven, and we will enjoy a joint right to be there with the nation of Israel. And the Gentiles, we didn't have that. But now, through the blood of Christ, the blood of the covenant, we can and will enjoy that. I love those verses. Okay, we've got just 5 minutes, if you would not mind, just for a quick review, running through some of these questions. Could you go back to page 10? And if you wouldn't mind being faithful, I know some need to leave, that's quite okay.